This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Opsumit, active ingredient, S. macitentan, mycetentan. This leaflet provides important information about using Opsumit. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Opsumit. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Opsumit? Opsumit contains the active ingredient macitentan. Opsumit belongs to a group of medicines called endothelin receptor antagonists, ERA. Opsumit is used to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension, PA. It can be used on its own or with other drugs to treat PA. PA is high blood pressure in the blood vessels, the pulmonary arteries, that carry blood from the heart to the lungs. In people with PA, these arteries get narrower, so the heart has to work harder to pump blood through them. This causes people to feel tired, dizzy, and short of breath. Opsumit widens the pulmonary arteries, making it easier for the heart to pump blood through them. This lowers the blood pressure, relieves the symptoms, and improves the course of the disease. What should I know before I use Opsumit? Warnings. Do not use Opsumit if you are allergic to macitentan, soya, or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may be mild or severe. They usually include some or all of the following: wheezing, swelling of the lips or mouth, difficulty in breathing, hay fever, lumpy rash, hives, or fainting. You are pregnant. If you are planning to become pregnant, or if you could become pregnant, because you are not using reliable birth control, contraception. You have serious liver disease or very high levels of liver enzymes in your blood. Check with your doctor if you have an intolerance to lactose or any other sugars. Opsumit film-coated tablets contain small amounts of a sugar called lactose. Have anemia, low number of red blood cells. Have liver or kidney problems. Have pulmonary veno-occlusive disease, obstruction of the lung veins. Have low blood pressure. Are 75 years or older. Your doctor will order blood test before you start treatment and also during treatment with Opsumit to check if you have anemia, low number of red blood cells, or if your liver is working properly. Signs that your liver may not be working properly include nausea, urge to vomit, vomiting, fever, high temperature, pain in your stomach, jaundice, yellowing of your skin or the whites of your eyes, dark colored urine, itching of your skin, lethargy or fatigue, unusual tiredness or exhaustion, flu-like syndrome, joint and muscle pain with fever. If you notice any of these signs, tell your doctor immediately. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take Opsumit if you or your partner are pregnant or planning to become pregnant, as it may harm unborn babies conceived before, during, or soon after treatment. Do not become pregnant for at least 3 months after stopping Opsumit. If you are a woman who could become pregnant, your doctor will ask you to take a pregnancy test before you start taking Opsumit, and regularly, once a month, while you are taking Opsumit. If it is possible you could become pregnant, use at least 2 reliable forms of birth control, contraception while you are taking Opsumit. You must continue to use contraception for at least 3 months after stopping Opsumit. Talk to your doctor about this. If you become pregnant, or think that you may be pregnant, while you are taking Opsumit, or shortly after stopping Opsumit, up to 3 months, see your doctor immediately. It is not known if Opsumit is transferred to breast milk. Do not breastfeed while you are taking Opsumit. Talk to your doctor the best way to feed your baby if you take Opsumit. Male fertility. If you are a male, you should avoid exposing your partner to your semen by use of appropriate contraception. Opsumit may lower your sperm count. Talk to your doctor if you have any questions or concerns about this. Children and adolescents. Opsumit should not be used in children under 2 years of age. The safety of Opsumit and how effective it is have not been established in this age group. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Opsumit and affect how it works. You must tell your doctor if you are taking rifampicin, clarithromycin, ciprofloxacin, erythromycin, antibiotics used to treat infections, ritonavir, a medicine for HIV infections, ketoconazole, except shampoo, itraconazole, voriconazole, fluconazole, miconazole, medicines used against fungal infections, phenytoin, a medicine used to treat seizures, carbamazepine, a medicine used to treat depression and epilepsy, amiodarone, medicines to treat irregular heartbeat, cyclosporin, medicine used to prevent organ rejection after transplant, diltiazem, verapamil, medicine used to treat high blood pressure or specific heart problems, St. John's wort, a herbal medicine used to support healthy mood balance, piperine, a herbal dietary supplement. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Opsumit. How do I use Opsumit? How much to take? Adults. The recommended dose of Opsumit in adults is 1 10-milligram film-coated tablet, once a day. Follow the instructions provided and take Opsumit until your doctor tells you to stop. Swallow the whole film-coated tablet with a glass of water. Do not chew or break the tablet. Children over 2 years to less than 18 years of age. Your doctor will tell you the number of Opsumit dispersible tablets to take or give for children over 2 years of age. This is based on the body weight of the child. For children less than 18 years weighing 40 kilograms or more, 10 milligram film-coated tablet may be used as a direct replacement for dispersible tablets. Opsumit is given once a day. Follow the instructions provided and take Opsumit until your doctor tells you to stop. Take or give Opsumit dispersible tablets as an oral suspension only. Opsumit dispersible tablets must be dispersed in liquids to form an oral suspension before they can be given. The oral suspension can be prepared in either a stainless steel spoon or in a small glass. Take care that the entire dose is swallowed. Hands must be thoroughly washed and dried before and after preparation of the medicine. How to prepare and take or give the oral suspension using a stainless steel spoon. Prepare the oral suspension by adding the prescribed number of dispersible tablets to room temperature drinking water in a stainless steel spoon. Gently stir the liquid for 1 to 3 minutes using the tip of a knife. Either give the resulting white cloudy liquid to the child right away, or mix it further with a small portion of applesauce or yogurt to aid with administration. Add a little more water, or applesauce, or yogurt to the spoon and have the child swallow it to make sure all the medicine has been taken. If not taken right away, discard the medicine and prepare a new dose. Alternatively, instead of drinking water, the oral suspension can be prepared in orange juice, or apple juice, or skim milk. How to prepare and take or give the oral suspension using a small glass. Prepare the oral suspension by adding the prescribed number of dispersible tablets to a small amount, from 10 milliliters to maximum 100 milliliters of room temperature drinking water in a small glass. Gently stir with a spoon for 1 to 2 minutes. Have the child drink the resulting white cloudy liquid right away. Add a little more water, minimum 5 milliliters to the small glass and stir with the same spoon and have the child drink the entire contents of the glass to make sure all the medicine has been taken. If not taken right away, discard the medicine and prepare a new dose. Special information for caregivers. Caregivers are advised to avoid contact with suspensions of Opsumit dispersible tablets. Wash hands thoroughly before and after preparation of the suspension. When to take Opsumit? Opsumit can be taken with or without food. It is best to take the tablet at the same time each day. If you forget to take or give Opsumit, Opsumit should be taken or given regularly at the same time each day. If you forget to take or give a dose of Opsumit at the usual time, and it is almost time for the next dose, skip the missed dose and take or give the next dose when you are meant to. Do not take or give a double dose to make up for the missed dose. If you take or give too much Opsumit, if you think that you have taken or given too much Opsumit, urgent medical attention may be needed. You should immediately Phone the Poisons Information Centre, in Australia telephone 131126, and in New Zealand telephone 0800-POISON, or 0800-764-766, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Opsumit? Things you should do. If it is possible you could become pregnant, use at least two reliable forms of birth control, contraception while you are taking Opsumit. You must continue to use contraception for at least 3 months after stopping Opsumit. Talk to your doctor about this. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant, or are trying to become pregnant, have signs of pulmonary edema when using Opsumit, such as a sudden, important increase in breathlessness and low oxygen. In patients with pulmonary veno-occlusive disease, obstruction of the lung veins, the use of medicines for treatment of PA, including Opsumit, may cause a buildup of fluid in your lungs, pulmonary edema. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Opsumit. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine without talking to your doctor. Opsumit is a treatment that you will need to keep on taking to control your PA. Do not breastfeed while you are taking Opsumit. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if their symptoms seem similar to yours. Do not use Opsumit to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor says to. Driving, or using machines. Opsumit may cause headaches in some people. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Opsumit affects you. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep tablets in the original pack. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Allergic reaction, including skin rash, swelling of the face and hives, itching, gastrointestinal, diarrhea, stomach pain. Inflammation of stomach and gut that may cause diarrhea, abdominal pain, vomiting, irritable bowel syndrome, stomach pain and bloating with diarrhea or constipation, hemorrhoids, general edema, swelling, especially of the ankle, feet, or hands, fever, infection, infection of the nose, sinuses, or throat including nasal congestion, blocked sinuses, itchy, runny, or blocked nose, flu, irritated or inflamed throat, bronchitis, inflammation of the airways, respiratory tract infection, increased sensitivity of the airways in the lungs, causing narrowing and difficulty breathing, liver, increased level of liver enzymes in the blood, gallstones, mental health, difficulty sleeping, depression, musculoskeletal, joint and muscle pain, systemic sclerosis, problem with immune system that causes a buildup of scar tissue in the skin and internal organ, inflamed tissue, cartilage in the rib cage, which may cause chest pain, nervous system, headache, or migraine, skin-related, ulcer, or sore on the skin, pruritus, severe itching of the skin, eczema, itchy skin rash, vascular, flushing, hypotension, low blood pressure, urogenital, increased, or abnormal uterine bleeding, long, or heavy menstrual period, cyst in the ovary, enlarged breasts in men, urinary tract infection, bladder infection, blood-related, anemia, low number of red blood cells, thrombocytopenia, low number of platelets, cells that help blood to clot, decreased level of hemoglobin, or hematocrit in the blood, increased level of urea in the blood, decreased, or increased level of potassium in blood, are related, conjunctivitis, inflammation of the eye, what to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction. Severe allergic reaction causing a swollen face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may lead to difficulty swallowing or breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.my.site.com/calmreportand/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Opsumid contains. Film-coated tablets. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Macitentan. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Sodium starch glycolate type A. Povidone. Magnesium stearate. Polysorbate 80. The film coating contains Opidri AMB Complete Film Coating System OY-B-289202 White, ARTGPI number 4271. Potential allergens. Lactose. Soybean products. Dispersible tablets. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Macitentan. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Croscam low sodium. Isomalt. Magnesium stearate. Mannitol. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Opsumit looks like. Film coated tablets. Opsumit 10 mg tablets are white to off-white, round, biconvex, film coated tablets with 10 on both sides, supplied in blister packs of 9 or 30 tablets, OSTAR 2056 24. Dispersible tablets. 2.5 mg, white to almost white, round, immediate release dispersible tablet, with a 2.5 on one side, and with MN on the other side. It is supplied in blister pack of 30 tablets, OSTAR 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 8. Who distributes Opsumit? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1 to 5 Khartoum Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Australia. Telephone. 1-800-222-6334. NZ Office, Auckland, New Zealand. Telephone 0800-800-806. This CMI was prepared on the 14th of August 2025.